USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While the United States played politics Friday, the Pentagon delivered harsh words to NATO ally Turkey with words like serious consequences. Reports coming from the region, Turkey conducted a Russian-made air defense missile test in violation of the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. President Trump says no to mandatory COVID vaccines. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is throwing cold water on the idea of everybody having to get a coronavirus vaccine.
I don't believe I'd ever do a mandated vaccine because I just don't think I would do that. Well, you have to have it because there are some people feel very strongly about that whole situation.
President telling Fox Business there are two groups of people he wants to see get vaccinated.
I'd get it to essential workers and older people.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For any voting questions you may have, visit vote.org and read the rules of your particular state. Vote.org is a registered nonprofit organization. The late Kobe Bryant, his wife Vanessa, is paying tribute to him and their daughter Gianna with a new tattoo. You can see the picture on her Instagram account. Kobe and their daughter Gianna were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
In baseball, if you miss, it's a strike or an error. In space, that's a really good thing. Two large pieces of orbital debris, a dead Soviet navigation satellite, and a used Chinese rocket body just missed each other high over the South Atlantic Ocean on Thursday evening. The California-based space tracking company LEO Labs informed the world ahead of time to the close approach, which occurred at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as the two vessels flew 616 miles above Earth, just off the coast of Antarctica. New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has returned to the team after testing positive for coronavirus 2 weeks ago. CBS Sports' Pete Prisco weighs in.
I think he'll be fine. He's going to get the work in this week. Again, he seems to be 100%. He didn't have any symptoms, reportedly, and that's a good thing. And so I think he'll step back in there and do what he did. Now the offense has to adjust again. Remember, when he wasn't in there, they went to more of the old offense with Tom Brady style of offense. Now they got to go back to running the same Cam Newton offense that they were running before that, which is more run based. Broncos are pretty good against the run, so it might be a nice give and take there, but I think Cam Newton will be fine. I don't think he's going to have any problems from the COVID situation. I think he'll be healthy and ready to throw it around and run it around.
The 1-3 Broncos will travel to Foxborough and face the Patriots, 1 o'clock Eastern on CBS. The Patriots have won 7 of their last 10 meetings with Denver. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.